Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live into Overdrive. I'll continue to the next segment to give you the latest news on the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman train wreck that could turn into race riots around this country. I'm not saying it is, but people in the New Black Panther Party are calling for it, and it could be a replay of the L.A. riots. We got some footage of that we're going to play the next segment. I'll describe it for radio listeners, but you all remember it. James O'Keefe's our guest. He's coming to Texas next week for an interview. Who knows? We might go up wherever he's at. Do you not know where it is in Texas yet, James?
Honestly, there's so many interviews next week, I have to figure out where it is.
I understand. TheProjectVeritas.org, is that the best main site to visit?
It's easier. Just go to ProjectVeritas.com. They all direct to the same place, ProjectVeritas.com. You can make a donation or buy our book there as well.
But TheProjectVeritas.org goes to the same place?
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Want to make sure I'm putting the right one out. Fantastic. Breakthrough, our guerrilla war to expose fraud and save democracy. In the last 3 minutes we've gotten this short segment, other points you'd like to add?
Well, I think there's rules, there's lessons in this book, Breakthrough. There's 39 Veritas rules, as I call them, shortcuts for the would-be entrepreneurial citizen reporter. And I think you should use the power of video. I think it's the most effective medium. I think that the only way we have to reclaim our power from our elected representatives, and people say, James, why did you call this book Save the Republic? And we are a constitutional republic. I acknowledge that. But really what this is about is bringing power back to the people through information, through sunlight. They are extraordinary mechanisms built in to prevent us from reclaiming that power. And the only remaining way, I don't think it's even through voting anymore. I think the only remaining way we can reclaim our power as citizens in this democratic republic is through exposing the fraud. When you expose the fraud, you bring the left and the right together. There's the false dichotomy breaks down, and people realize just how broken the system is. And you don't take my word for it. You can look at the results of our work. 6 states changed their laws. People resigned just 2 weeks ago. We released an investigation into the federally subsidized Lifeline program where they're giving out free phones. Those funds were sold for drugs. They fired the workers, the retraining, the whole program. We get results. We get actual results, and we get the federal government to respond to us.
Who inspired you as a journalist?
Well, we had a lot of inspirations. One of them might shock you, actually. I read Saul Alinsky, and let me be clear. I'm not endorsing everything that Saul Alinsky said. But I read him, and I understood kind of where they're coming from, and I understood what the tactics they use and how they make their adversaries live up to their own principles. They expose hypocrisy. So I was inspired to expose hypocrisy on my college campus, being around professors, and they're telling me you can't say this, you can't say that. It's offensive to say things, and they were expelling people.
And really, they're just authoritarian scumbag bullies.
Right, but I used that against them. I created a video. I said I was going to ban Lucky Charms, the breakfast cereal, on the grounds it was racist against Irish people, myself being an Irish American. And they took it seriously. They said they were going to remove Lucky Charms. So I threw it right back in their face using their own Orwellian kind of silencing tactics, and it worked.
Yeah, that's like saying, let's get rid of Santa Claus. It's mean to Dutch people. Or let's get rid of saying the Redskins. That's like honorable warriors. It's like an honor. It's like the Vikings. It's making fun of Norse people. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They were forced to choose between being ridiculous or being being hypocrites. So it's really a beautiful thing because we put people in situations just or like the recent video we did where with the guns that you talked about, where we asked people to put a sign on the lawn saying the song is probably gun free. Either they do it, which is ridiculous. Or they're hypocrites. They don't do
absolutely.
It.
You're exposing. Obama says Africa can't have air conditioning, like, $100 million plus per trip. Let me say bye to you during this break. I'm going to come back live with more news and breaking info. Get Breakthrough at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Welcome to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're here live. Crank up this song for a moment. Does that make me crazy? Possibly. Yeah, I guess I'm crazy. Because I'm not going to be a slave. I'm not going to let people tell me I don't have free speech and impact me into submission. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get focused. I'm going to get organized. And I'm going to go out and alert people all over the world to what's happening. And I'm going to wage war on corruption. You know why? Because it feels good. Who do you think you are? Crank it up.
Bless your soul.
You think you're in control?
You really think you're in control?
You're in control of nothing.
Well, I think you're crazy.
The tyrants want to control everything. But all they have to do is turn loose the control and become humans, become good, decent people, and not be parasites. We'll build a civilization that goes to the stars. And I know that's going to happen. But we have to inspire not just ourselves, but future generations. My heroes have always lived their lives out on a limb.
And all I remember,
all I remember is I want to be like them.
I want to be like them.
getting all excited having James O'Keefe on? That guy goes through death threats, indictments, arrests, jail cells, attacks. He brings down empires of tyranny. That's the model. I get excited with people like We Are Change and Luke Radowski out there taking action. And I'm so honored that I inspired them. I can see all the things that I helped grow and foster. And it's not a power trip. It's the fact that it's exciting to know that humanity has a destiny. Humanity has power. And that you have power. Song says it all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jam in a few phone calls that have been holding patiently and then hit some final news here on the live transmission. But if you go to drudgereport.com, it's got about the best wide spectrum coverage of what's happening with the whole situation there in Florida with the Zimmerman trial, Trayvon Martin debacle. And I got to tell you right now, I hope this is not the calm before the storm, and I hope people don't riot, and then the cops, you know, tear gas and rubber bullet people, and then a big circus happens, and they use it for another excuse to lock down cities in the U.S. and then have free speech zones, which they're already announcing, and then it turns into, I mean, I saw the police chief from Boston, who we know is covering up what really happened there, going, we need a unified system for all communications that the public can't hear. I mean, just total FEMA mouthpiece propaganda. Saw it on C-SPAN back there in the coffee room, back there in the kitchen about an hour ago. It's just a nonstop power grab going on. But Zimmerman defense makes final case. Be vigilant, diligent in deciding this. Trial live, broadcast nets poised to pounce on verdict. Show judge has a long life as a Democrat. That's a bunch of different talk show hosts have been out there. Limbaugh and Levin are saying that. Yeah, it's true. She's a big Democratic operative. Pressured by Obama administration. There's a lot of evidence to that. That's our article, Infowars.com. Levin blasts. She's obnoxious and pathetic. She's more than that. She's obstructing justice. She's tampering with the jury. No one's ever seen judges act like this. A pastor says Miami will be ground zero for riots and looting, police readying First Amendment zones. He'll be the problem in Miami for looters. They've still got some Second Amendment in Miami. And what is the point of looting your city when it only destroys the economy? I mean, what's the point of burning your neighborhoods down? And you've got the new Black Panther Party saying unrest all over America if Zimmerman goes free. I mean, look, can there be a charge for Zimmerman doing something stupid, following somebody around with a gun? I mean, it's pretty clear he did that. But it's also clear that Trayvon bum-rushed him. He wasn't a 12-year-old kid. He was a 17-year-old big guy and was pretty much beating him to death. So he had a right to shoot him. From the preponderance of evidence is that there isn't enough evidence to convict Zimmerman. You just don't convict somebody because people think it's too bad this happened. I mean, are there going to be riots that there are hundreds of black people killed every year in Chicago with blacks killing blacks? No. It's all because it's a white guy because NPR said he was white. And I'm sorry, Zimmerman doesn't even really look Hispanic to me. He looks like Kim Jong-un. So, I mean, is there going to be an attack on the... Is there a Korean community in Miami? Or in that area or the surrounding area of Florida? And then the larger question, yeah, here's the article. People from the street have come up to me last night, and I've gotten emails going, what, the Justice Department ran it? Yeah, it's on record. The Justice Department admitted last year. Let's put the article back up. I'll give them the headline. Why did the Obama administration organize and manage protests against George Zimmerman? I guess he might look a little Hispanic, but he kind of looks like Filipino, which I guess is Spanish background, Asian background. I mean, I don't know. What does it even matter? He's a guy who they had robberies in the area, and maybe there's a stereotype of a big black guy with a hoodie over his head walking around between things. And you say, I mean, I wouldn't see a black guy in a hoodie and think, oh, my gosh, I'm being robbed. But there's that image in MTV and everything that's pushed that you might think that. I guess I'm hip enough to know people wear hoodies all over the place. People in my office, white people, black people, whatever, wear hoodies. Because I like to keep it so cold in the office. But so, again, yes, I can get why people have been inflamed. But the inflaming is being used as a political diversion. And whenever they go to the jury, whenever it might be an hour, might be 2 days, I think they're going to deliberate a while just, you know, to try to make it look like they deliberated. I think you're going to get a not guilty. If there's any justice, because, I mean, if there's any question that somebody didn't do something cold-bloodedly, then they should go free. I mean, he'll definitely get on an appeal. Is there going to be rioting 2 years from now with an appeal? Gets heard and everything? This is such a diversion. I mean, where is the new Black Panther Party talking about 40,000 people, most of them black, killed by al-Qaeda forces in Libya the last 3 years, hacked up with machetes? The truth is they don't care. It's just political garbage to create division. And the new Black Panther Party, I've been to meetings and events that they've been at, I mean, really come off like just the dumbest, stupidest, FBI-handled, provocateured, flaming racist. Because I've gone and protested the Ku Klux Klan. Some of these clips are online, the full clips. Mike Hansen can't find them. I'm protesting them here in Austin and also out in Waco. And they threatened to kill me and stuff on the dais, and then the police would do nothing about it. But it's the same. In fact, it's even more crazed than what I've seen with the Klan. And we're showing some L.A. riot stuff here. Maybe we can find Reginald Denny having his head beat in. Just some white guy driving a truck. Turned out he was a big liberal. And, you know, just, I mean, if I live in L.A. and I was a black racist rioter, would I be smart enough to know most people that live in Los Angeles are total liberals and who absolutely buy into the whole system? I mean, why would you just, here's a white guy. Let's beat his head in with bricks. By the way, if I was a truck driver and people did that, it'd be like, oh, you're going to knock my windows out? You're going to assault me here? Say hello to my little friend. I don't care what color you are. You're trying to kill me with a rock, you're going to get shot. That's what the Second Amendment's all about. But see, the globalists don't want us to have guns to be able to protect ourselves. They want martial law in place. Let's go to Jim. What a great political diversion from the NSA, the IRS scandal, all of it. What a great diversion from Benghazi. The Justice Department's trying to stir up here with that judge tampering with the jury. I think he'll be found not guilty. I think they'll buck the judge. But if he isn't, I think you're going to have some unrest. I don't think it's going to be huge. I hope it isn't. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. You may be crazy, but I wonder if you're crazy enough to urge all your listeners to go to the NSA site and the FBI site, download the Freedom of Information Act form, fill it out, and mail it snail mail with a return receipt requested to those respective organizations.
Yeah, I've sent certified letters before and never even got a response. Under law, they're supposed to. In fact, I've told the crew, I want to hire one of those lawyers that does it, and I want my files from these scum, and then I'm going to sue them when they don't give them to me, because I want to read all the made-up stuff and informants and spies and all the rest of it. That's a good idea. Everybody should do FOIA request on have they been spied on their name. That's a good idea.
Yeah, their name, and from what I understand, the way you do it is you give them your Social Security number and your driver's license. So whatever they have under those particular files, they're supposed to give you. And if they don't, and if we get enough people who are declined, I would think we could file class action suits again.
Well, we need to have class action suits over 4 years. They said, we're going to have a secret CIA and make the government secret, but don't worry. There won't be any problems because you'll be able to do an open records request, and we have to give it to you unless it's specially classified. And now they're classifying all their crimes, and they're ignoring 4 years all the time because they're an out-of-control group of craven scum at the top. Most of the mid-level people aren't that bad, but they're still told to go out and do things that I know they statutorily can't do.
Absolutely. They do it all the time. But the other thing, too, is by sending, if we could get enough people to do this, and I'm going to be doing it because I've had an open file since the 60s when I was with the Special Forces. And And we're not all like the ones that you talk about, Alex.
Oh, listen, anyway. I'll be honest with you. I have found the special forces and military period, I don't just say that, to be the most awake, best people that are out there. That's what I found, because they're in it. They see it. They know it's not bullets. Like Staff Sergeant Biggs, he said, I was in it. I saw all the fraud. You know, as a Ranger, I mean, like 6 years, combat everywhere, you know, in armored vehicles, blown up by IEDs. I find the military and even police on average are more awake than the general public. But there's so many bad ones as well, and they're trying to get the bad guys and promote them and trying to persecute people that won't do things that are illegal. I had a state agency come here before they said a routine audit. And I looked at the law and stuff. I could have even fought showing them the employee rolls just to make sure unemployment insurance, you know, was being properly paid or whatever. And we use a major payroll firm anyway, so it's all handled. And in the 3 years ago, they wanted an audit. It was just to see those records. Well, now the guy wanted to come here. It turned out he was a listener and knew I was and said, I promise you're not being singled out. This is random. And I'm like, finally, I had to get some stuff done. Before my accountant left. And so it was supposed to go an hour, and like 2 hours later, the guy's still there. He says he's listening. And so I go in there, and I was like, okay, well, she's got to leave in like 30 minutes. He said, oh, actually, I've actually got everything I need now. But when he first got there, he had this sheet saying, we want your corporate minutes. We want your blah, blah, blah. And I statutorily had already checked it before I knew they were coming. They can't ask for all that. But he said, well, this is what my supervisor says I do now. Well, I mean, your supervisor next will probably ask to, you know, if they can do a proctology exam on my wife on the side of the highway. I mean, that's what the state police. I mean, can I walk to the cop and say, you know, I want to stick my hand in your pants and into your body just to make sure there's not marijuana in there. The cop would freak out on me and probably should. Well, how do they pull you over and go, you know what? I'm going to search the car without a warrant, and I'm going to stick my hand in your body. And I'm going to go over here to another woman and use the same dirty glove. I mean, if I'd have been told that 10 years ago that that could happen in Texas, I would have said, no way. No way. And it just shows how, I mean, they came here with the census and said, we're going to come after you if you don't fill out this business census. It's now yearly. Would cost me $50,000 to answer those questions properly with accountants and people under penalty of perjury. I don't have the time for all this stuff. And I said, no, Fifth Amendment, sent it back. So I think that's probably what's going on, too. And just Ted Anderson in Minnesota literally had to move his offices because the bureaucrats were harassing him. They said you can move in here. It's zoned for it. 4 years later, made him move. He lost, you know, like $500,000. And these bureaucrats just come in his office and just literally kick their feet up on the desk and just boss everybody around. Get me coffee. And they're there. They live there, the different agencies. But it's not just him up in Minnesota. It's every business. And again, they not the average rank and file. They don't get it. But I'm telling you, even in Texas now, they want to shut down small operations. Big global groups know all the rules, all the regs. You walk in, they go, here's the card of our corporate staff. They do something wrong, grievances are filed. They don't go in the big buildings. They don't go over to Google. They don't go over to DynCorp downtown, probably trafficking kids through there. They do it internationally. No. They don't go to the Federal Reserve laundering drug money. They come to your office. And the mission is shut America down. I know I'm ranting, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one thing I'd like to add, this off the National Security Agency subject is Big Sis was a classic Peter Principle lateral shift because she was creating too much trouble. So basically all she's done is changed her hat from Heinrich Mueller to Joseph Mengele and Werner Heisenberg, because the University of California has huge nuclear research labs as well as huge medical research labs.
Oh, yeah. No, that's where all the
Her in charge, you can imagine what kind of research you're going to be doing.
Oh, yeah. There's tens of billions of federal and state money going to those research facilities in California. You're right about that. You know your stuff. Oh, yeah, they're going to be sucking it dry, giving it to insiders. She's there to run a criminal operation. You can guarantee that. And they're smart to get rid of her because she did become a nice eyesore. So it's actually a good move by them. I thought they were really getting arrogant and was enjoying it. So I'm going to miss her. But don't worry, we're going to continue to follow her. Did you hear my joke or Wayne Madsen's joke about are they going to muzzle her around the students?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
From what I've heard, I think they actually have to. All right, thank you very much. God bless you. What a pig-like creature Big Janet is. And people say, man, you're really messing with... I just don't care anymore. I mean, I defile them. They are disgusting maggots. And I don't mean because of her sexual preferences. I mean the bullying, the thuggish lying, the Walmarts with announcements that look for terrorists. That's beyond 1984. And they put those only in a few hundred of the 800-plus Walmarts because people backlashed about going, watch everyone. Hi, I'm Big Sis. That's real video from a Walmart in Minnesota. Speaking of the devil, Minnesota is probably one of the prettiest states I've been to. But let me tell you, the people are smart, they're friendly, they're nice, but they are submissive. And, I mean, just is there nothing Minnesota won't put up with? Hi, I'm John Napolitano, secretary. That's her real voice. Let's play that intro clip video. And here it is.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm injecting Diana Ball.
Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
Hi. I guess they even have her voice in the Walmart where it's like, oh, that's I'm going to listen to her. Hi, we have come to your planet to eat your brains. That's what I expected, like a flying saucer landed and aliens walked off with a microphone that translated their voice. Hello, Earthlings. We are here to take care of you. Trust no one but us. Your neighbors are all terrorists. George Washington is a pig. I am your mommy. William in New York, you're on the air. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I just wanted to bring up something about Trayvon Martin. I had a little Instagram debate earlier today. I don't understand. You know, they're talking about all these riots and stuff like that. But when Casey Anthony was acquitted, nobody's mentioned anything about riots. When O.J. Simpson was acquitted, people actually stood in the street and cheered. And there's videos on YouTube of that. And I don't understand, you know, with the Black Panthers coming out and saying that there's going to be unrest all over the United States. People don't need to, you know, look at color. You know, African-Americans, you know, they like to pull the race card. Every race does that. No matter what.
No, listen, I got a lot of crew, I'm around a lot of people. Everybody uses political correctness now at some level. I'm just completely sick of it. I want to be shown what people do, who they are, instead of what color their skin is.
Martin Luther King said, it's the context of someone's character, not their skin color, and we only need to stand united. If Zimmerman's wrong, he's wrong. I personally don't feel that way. But I'm sure there's going to be people that, you know, will have their opinions. But if he's wrong, he's wrong. If he's right, he's right. People need to stand together as one color, not multiple colors.
Sure, well, here's also what people don't get about jurisprudence and Magna Carta and our system of common law and the Bill of Rights and law. You've got to have the preponderance of evidence he's guilty. It's a high standard. If there's any doubt, you got to let him off. I think what he did wasn't that smart. But because there's all these witnesses that Trayvon was beating him up and putting his head in the ground, which the evidence shows, you've got to acquit. Now, can they dig up something of a weapons deal that he was off his property with a gun? And, I mean, there's citizens arrest stuff. I think it was stupid, but I don't think you can send him to prison for it. And then people got to understand that that's the way it is. I mean, if there was no witnesses that Trayvon was beating him up, he would get a murder charge, probably even premeditated. It might be murder one. You know, he's a racist. He's going to go out and kill a black guy. I mean, I don't think that's what he is. Turns out one of his best friends is black. He's all Hispanic family. He goes by Jorge. I mean, you know, are there Hispanics that don't like black people? I guess. But I mean, I got to be honest. I'm a white guy. Okay. I grew up in the so-called South Texas. I never heard about all this stuff. I just did not experience it. I've traveled in the North and actually heard more race stuff, but I think it's more of a joke. Like everybody does it to each other. And I think that's the answer to this, is just make it all a big joke, get over it, and just start getting back to being people. But they will use any type of disturbances to take more of our liberties and play the public off against the cops as well. It's more divide and conquer. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7. And I will be live on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Sorry to the other callers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in about 7-8 minutes, we're going to have Larry Pinkney, a real Black Panther, a real humanitarian, joining us to talk about, well, I talked to him privately while he was here about how the new Black Panther Party, no doubt, is federally handled, and some of its members are reportedly calling for basically racially organized attacks. And I've seen members of the new Black Panther Party on Fox television actually saying, don't mug in the black community, go mug in the white community. just absolutely the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about, judging people by the character of their deeds and what they stood for, not by what color they are. But this is the racial politics the globalists want to engage in. And again, I'm on record saying that I believe what Zimmerman did was stupid and negligent to go following somebody around with a gun. The way the media has hyped this, and they're now trying to not give him a fair trial, is another travesty of justice. And they're playing this out to create division. We're going to be going over the divide and conquer race politics with Larry Pinkney coming up here in just a few minutes. I haven't gotten into Janet Napolitano to head the California college system, where she gets triple the money she gets as head of Homeland Security right now. I will not miss the tyrant that heads up Homeland Security, but I will assure you things will not get better with her leaving. And in a way, it's bad that a new face will be there, because she's so loathed as Big Sis that it's a very effective tool to expose Homeland Security's activities by pointing out the caricature of kind of a Hermann Göring in drag that she has become. So we're going to be talking about Ms. Napolitano. And of course, the real intel I've got is it was all the sexual stuff going on at the Justice Department and at the Homeland Security and the settlements they're doing with the men. They're the group of women that run things up there, if you can call them women. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down as well. But they are fleeing the sinking ship that is the rat-infested vermin command base that is the District of Criminals that is hoping that its paramilitary force is going to allow it to continue to loot this country, and that is hoping that division is going to help them divide us so we don't go after the real globalists that have hijacked this country. I'm telling you, they're in deep trouble, and they have a chance of being defeated if we unify around liberty and the Bill of Rights and Constitution and human justice. Now, I briefly wanted to get Leanne McAdoo, one of our great reporters here at InfoWars on the radio and also on the TV, on, because tonight she's going to have an in-depth piece on an Adan Salazar article that she worked on with him, dealing with all these new apps coming out to tattle on your neighbor if they leave their lights on, to tattle on your neighbor if they're not, you know, watering on the wrong day, to tattle on your neighbor if they're not composting properly, to tattle, you know, the Green Police. Well, now they have apps the government's out there promoting that allow you to report guns. You've seen the billboards up in the last decade that say, report illegal guns. They have them in Texas, and it shows a revolver or a shotgun. Those aren't illegal. I mean, there's only a few cities like D.C., New York, where they're illegal, and that's unconstitutional, the Supreme Court said 5 years ago in D.C. versus Heller. So, but it creates the illusion that they're illegal, and we'll have false reports made. And, folks, I see it even in Texas. You put your deer rifle on your truck, even in semi-rural areas, and somebody who doesn't understand that it's legal calls the cops, they still pull you over and freak out and sometimes take the gun, because it's like a holy sacrament in the tattletale world to always respond to their fake complaints, their Stasi complaints. But then your car gets stolen, your house gets broken into, and the police are like, sorry, we can't come out. I've had my car stolen in Austin and in Dallas, and the police wouldn't come out till I hung the phone up in Dallas one time, and the cops show up 5 minutes later, push their way into the apartment. When I opened the door, this is back when I was younger and didn't know how to respond, started searching things, going, why'd you hang up 911? Well, you said you couldn't help me. You weren't given permission yet. And I was on the phone like 10 minutes, so you can't help me? If they ever find a car, this is where I call to see if they tow truck it in, and then I'll be charged for the tow trucking. And sure enough, they found it all chopped, you know, the engine taken out, parts of it, the wheels. And I was like, okay, whatever, wasn't even rude, just hung up. Boom, 5 minutes later, cops are there. So here to briefly talk about what's coming up tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, tell us about this story.
Well, it's the United Stasi of America. They strike again with this app is going to crowdsource your neighbors to build a de facto gun registry. So, and it's not just, you know, illegal guns. It's they want all the guns. Anyone who they think is a first-time gun owner who might not be familiar with the basic rules of gun safety.
So they want to create fake cases,
yeah.
Send cops out. This is incredible. This is an anti-gun Stasi.
Yeah, that's their mission, is to influence the national policy with this app. It says it right there on their website.
Great, an anti-gun witch. I saw a witch.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we start throwing gun owners into the water with lead weights on them, and if they drown, it proves they weren't a witch. But if they float, we burn them.
Right. Well, the Gestapo now, they have a new tool. It's not just word of mouth tattletaling. Now they have this app that you can basically flag any home where it's a first-time gun owner. You know, if someone has an NRA bumper sticker, they might not be that bad, but they're probably also, you know, very anti-government.
Yeah, so it actually says if they have that, go ahead and report them.
Yeah, it says if they have an NRA bumper sticker, they may already be kind of letting you know that they have a gun on the property, but you might want to go ahead and flag it just as a warning to others. So it's just...
This is terroristic in my view. You know, they've lost lawsuits over this, and... newspapers have gotten in a lot of trouble when they publish concealed carry holders at home addresses, which is like, hey, here's the place to go rob if you want guns, by people putting that on Facebook so they know where to come rob. And so there's been lawsuits over this. And you're saying on the app page, because I read your article with Adon, but on their page, they actually say flag in a public app system where the guns are at.
Exactly. And it says to get really descriptive on what you think the person's mental health is. If you think they are someone who has a mental issue, it says be descriptive and mark it and flag it. And there's no opt-out option. You can't challenge an erroneous marking. It's just someone can flag your spot. But it says if you know that the person's a criminal or if there's, you know, gangster stuff going on, you shouldn't mark it.
Oh, no, because that's probably being run by Acorn.
Well, it's
probably being run by Obama, so you don't. Yeah, exactly.
You can't go mark 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know what I mean? Or all the new IRS people with their new guns.
Yeah, that congressman was trying to get a tour to go. Why are they buying billions of bullets? And he walks into the training center, and it's IRS agents with M16s.
Yeah.
You know, literally shooting targets of women and children.
Well,
I mean, wow. Don't mark the criminals though,
because they're not going to pay their taxes. So they got.
See, when I saw this story and went to their site, and saw, I couldn't even believe it. It's like it's satire, but it's not satire. Tell people about the group.
Well, the group there, it's the Gun Geo Marker. They have a few other apps out, but they're useless.
And we'll put the article on screen for folks there that are watching us on TV. Its new app allows its users to tattle on gun owners. And it says app's website encourages users to report gun owners who hold anti-government political views.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the citizen Stasi.
Yes.
Ahead of them, staging whatever they stage and coming after us. My goodness, this is the Gun Geomarker app created by a group called the Walking Tools Laboratory and available through the Google Play Android Marketplace. Says marking dangerous sites on the app map will let you and others be aware of the risk in your neighborhood. People have asked me to do an app like this, Leanne, but, you know, about globalists or New World Order people, but I won't do it because they'll put innocent people on there. And I'm not going to organize some deal. I mean, I think legally and lawfully, you really can't do this. We could create something where we vet it's a globalist, and then I put my name on it. But still, that'd be a huge responsibility. They have a name for this. This is called ultra-dangerous witch hunt.
Yeah.
High-tech lynching. Oh, man, this is creepy. Wow. I mean, people got to read the rest of the article. This should be national news. Any other comments on this? You're going to be covering it more tonight on the Nightly News?
I'll be having a full report on this tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And... yeah, I don't think it's going to do very well. It's already got over 2,000 comments from people saying this is ridiculous. I hope you get sued. If you ever put my information up there, you know, I'm going to take you down. So they've been on Fox News, like, defending, you know, this is, we're just trying to save kids, and this is, but it's not. It says right there on their website, they want to change national policy with this app.
Well, that's why they put billboards up. I've been all over the country. That everybody's seen them. I've done reports and shot video where it shows a revolver. Last time I saw one was a couple years ago in Galveston. I took a shot of it. I think tweeted it. But it says, report illegal guns.
Yeah.
And I had a carpet cleaner in my house 15 years ago who saw a shotgun. I didn't have kids then, you know, on the wall in a gun rack. And he started freaking out because it was a black pump, like $300 at the time, Winchester Defender. And he saw it, started going, I can't, I gotta, and left. And I'm like, you're not calling the cops. I'm like, and then I called the police. Is he calling the cops? Well, sir, he called us. We understand, but he isn't comfortable cleaning your house. And I was like, okay, I mean, it's a witch hunt.
Yeah,
man.
This is basically like the same thing that they're doing with pedophiles. And they're basically equating gun owners with building a database.
Yeah, but if you had a database saying, I think this guy looked weird at my kid while he was watering his lawn, you know, maybe the guy's having a... a pain in their head or something. There's been so many times back when I lived near neighbors that I'd be in the yard watering something, talking to myself or like picking my nose or whatever, and I'd look up and my neighbor's looking at me. I mean, what, oh, I look weird? Now they're going to like, I think he's a pervert or something. You know, he's got mustard
stain. Yeah, that's what this whole thing is about, based on user feelings about the situation. That's it. It's like, do you think this person's able to...
That's how it was in the Soviet Union. I think you might be anti-communist. Well, 2 years in a labor camp. That'll teach you.
Exactly.
By the way, the Army manual says they now have re-education centers. That's why I freak out on air, Leanne. This stuff, look at these FBI reports. Some are going to our guest, Larry Pinckney, till a little bit in the next hour. He's on the line now via video Skype. They have hundreds of these every year they put out, Communities Against Terrorism. And it says, using cash to buy coffee, political indicators of terrorist activities and rental properties, talks to renters, ask questions. They say in here, are nice to police. That's why I walk up to cops, how you doing, guys? They'll go, why are you talking to me? We're not supposed to talk to slaves.
I've noticed that.
That's just paying for your morning coffee with cash, a potential terrorist activity. By the way, this is not Monty Python, folks. I mean, there's hundreds of these. We wrote articles about them a few days ago. It's the people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah. Yeah, they're terrorists. If you believe in liberty, it's terrorists.
But why do they say, if there really are, like if you actually see them shooting people or you actually see them dealing drugs, do not mark them?
Well, that's just one of the flaws in the app. It only lets you tag a place that you are physically standing at the location. So you have to be able to stand there for up to a minute and mark the place
and
say, oh.
Steve Quayle was told, radio host author, 2 years before that they were going to mark our doors so that they could raid people's houses, and they were marking it for gun owners. And everybody freaked out on him. And you know what? It turned out that was true. So, see, and then he says all this other stuff, and I'm like, is the rest of it true? Yeah, it's like, it just gets weirder. It's like when I heard they have fetal tissue in Pepsi. I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah, that's...
And then it's true. I mean, it's like, what is going on here? It's like, we are living in Bizarro world. When's Bizarro going to fly by? I mean, it's like...
I know, we just need Bizarro on the green screen.
Well, listen, Leanne, you're going to be covering this in-depth tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Anything else you want to add?
Absolutely. Just thanks for having me, and I guess everyone go and review the app.
Don't tag me the fact that we have concealed carry guys that work at the office.
We can't tag the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS and all that because we're not physically there. So we want all of our listeners to go tag the White House. And
that's actually a good way to counter this. Just go tag.
There are criminals there.
Well, it's like Akron. You walk in, you go, I've got underage sex slaves. I don't run the op. Well, we got people to work with you. They go to office after office because that's, I mean, this is a criminal organization.
Yeah, exactly. Go flag the dangerous gun owners. We know where they're at.
Well, if you got an NRA sticker, by all means.
Oh, for sure.
Well, no, I've seen that on Discovery Channel. They had a thing called Inside the LAPD. It was called an Inside. This too, was about 15 years ago. I played the clip on air. People couldn't believe it. And an old vet had died in his house. He hadn't been out in 5 days. So the neighbor calls the police. They come in and the cops make fun of his dead body in L.A. and then go, I want this gun. I'm keeping this one. Oh, and they go, look at this scum. He has an NRA sticker on his Bronco. And they go, look at this scum. And show an NRA sticker. That's how evil our government is.
Yeah, because responsible gun owners.
They actually said, look at this scum. And then they made fun of his dead body and went, ooh. They had a sheet over and like, wait, look at all these rifles. And then stole the rifles on TV and said they were going to keep them individually.
Wow.
See, that's how they pimp you. They openly commit crime on TV, desecrate a dead veteran's dead body, call him scum for an NRA sticker. The cop's sitting there with a gun. Yeah, he's got a gun. He's going, look at this scum. Just look at this scum. Just look at this. It's incredible. I mean, and the thing is, it sounds crazy. It's all over the top. Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you.
We're going to go to break and come back with Larry Pinckney for this segment, into the next, and a little bit with Wayne Madsen. And then after Wayne Madsen leaves us in studio, he's here for Obama Deception 2. We're going to have James O'Keefe on, the guy that brought down Akron and more. Talk about courage. Talk about huevos. This man's got them. We sell the book, Breakthrough at InfoWarsStore.com, all the other great films and books. And, ladies and gentlemen, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, non-GMO, totally organic, hundreds of different incredible ingredients in here, 90 essential minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more, trace minerals, whole food. This has an 8,000 total ORAC score. The old Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I still love has 5,000 something. Where is it available discounted out of the gates? InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a phone number there on the side if you want to call and ask any questions or help walk you through it. It's very easy. But if you need any help getting signed up for auto ship to get free shipping, that's a big savings. Sign up to be a distributor and get a big discounts. It's $10 to be a distributor. And your purchases do what? They fund Hardcore Liberty Organization that is crazed for liberty. Going 110% against the enemy with our tongue hanging out, okay? So when you support us by getting the best vitamins, minerals, health products, it's all there, over 400 products, the free online catalog, InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Today, folks, call, get your Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, and all the other Osteo FX 2.0, they now have that in a powder form, which I like because I didn't like the way the liquid stuff tastes. It is really the best stuff out there. I go find the very best stuff, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up to be a distributor as well. Both sites, basically. I always like to have two to have a backup. But it's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-789-9277. InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, Citrus Punch Fusion, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex, available now. Out of the gates, InfoWarsHealth.com. Larry Pinkney's next.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I wanted to get Larry Pinkney on today, and I really appreciate him joining us because he is a veteran of the Black Panther Party, the former Minister of Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-offered his civil political rights case to the United Nations under the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. And it's also come out even in Congress that he was set up under COINTELPRO. And he has been very critical of the new Black Panther Party, which is just like the Ku Klux Klan, in my view. Federally handled, run, meant to act completely idiotic and make everybody hate each other. Larry, give us the inside scoop on what you think of the attempts by a lot of different sides to try to create a racial explosion out of the tragic Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. What's your take on that?
My take on, first of all, my brother, Alex, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you. Thank you for
good
having
to hear yours.
Me. All right. And thank all your viewers and listeners. Now, to answer your question, this is COINTELPRO all over again. This is a counterintelligence program on steroids. You dig? It's on steroids. And the fact is that we need to understand it for what it really is. This is about divide, conquer, keep in fear, and control. That's what this is about, Alex. My brother, we need to keep on putting that information out there. You need to keep on putting that information, as do I, out there. That's my perspective on that.
I agree, and it's so transparent. You know, they've declassified FBI fake comic books they would put out about the Black Panther showing Black Panthers killing white people to be blamed on you. I mean, this is just, it's pretty obvious this new, what's your inside take on the new Black Panther Party? Because you've told me off air they're pretty bad news.
Well, look, I want everybody, black, white, brown, red, and yellow folk, all my brothers and sisters, all my sisters and brothers, I want you to stop and I want you to think. Just for, I know it's hard to think, but stop and think. Just for a few seconds. Who are these people? Who is funding these people? Where do they come from? Whose interests are they serving? Okay? Good questions, more often than not, turn out to be in themselves good answers. All right? Why is it that the so-called new Black Panther Party is always on hand to fan the flames of hatred, to fan the flames of fear, to fan the flames of disunity? No, we need unity among black, white, brown, red, and yellow, everyday, ordinary people. So I'm throwing some questions out there. The original Black Panther Party, formed in October of 1966, of which I was a member, believed in all power to the people. Black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. All right? All of us. Because we understood and we understand today that this struggle is about all of us. You know, resistance is not futile. It is essential to our life and our liberty.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so transparent with the new Black Panther Party, the stuff that comes out. It's meant to make it all about race instead of about the issues. And if anybody was for real and talked like that, they'd be arrested.
Right. I mean, ask yourself this question, or we should ask ourselves this question. Now, the Black Panther Party was formed in October of 1966. I'm not talking about the so-called new Black Panthers, okay? Jive, as we say back in the day. But it's worse than jive. Because when you talk about going into communities and killing people in those communities, what you're talking about is fanning hatred. You're talking about...
Absolutely. Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. I want to talk about what would happen if they...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.